Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. All right, I admit it. This NBC host just did something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. She absolutely obliterated a Democrat governor on live television with fact check after fact check. And what happened next will make you question everything you thought you knew about the legacy media. Hey, gang, I'm Dr. Steve, your patron professor. And what you're about to witness is one of the most shocking political takedowns in recent memory. A single interview that most likely just killed J.B. Pritzker's 2028 presidential dreams before they even started. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, perhaps butter a little popcorn, and let's dive right in.
They're attempting to change the map. They know that they're going to lose in 2026 the Congress, and so they're trying to steal seats. And so that is what these Texas Democrats are trying to stand up against. And then don't forget, the map that they put together is it violates the Voting Rights Act and it violates the Constitution. And so thank God for these Texas House Democrats.
So that's the setup there. Texas Republicans are drawing up a redistricting map that flagrantly violates the VRA, the Voting Rights Act, which, of course, has been exploited by the Democrats now for decades to redraw districts deliberately excluding whites from majority-minority regions so as to guarantee election outcomes in the Democrats' favor. The Supreme Court, if you don't know, they're actually about to smack that down. The Supreme Court is about to render all Democrat VRA districts unconstitutional, which will cause them to lose literally dozens of seats overnight. So I have no idea why this guy Pritzker would choose to double down on that route. And frankly, neither does Kristen Welker.
Well, Governor, it might be illegal. It's not unprecedented, though, or it might be rare, I should say. But Texas actually tried to redraw districts mid-decade before in 2003, and the U.S. Supreme Court actually upheld the map in that case with the exception of one district. So the argument that Abbott is making is it's not illegal, though they are doing it certainly in an off year. But I do want to look at the map of Illinois. Let's take a look at this. Despite President Trump winning 44% of the statewide vote in 2024, Republicans hold only three of Illinois' 17 districts. These districts seem to be designed to maximize Democratic advantage. What do you say to those who argue that it's hypocritical for you to criticize Texas for partisanship when your state also drew maps to boost your party's standing?
Well, remember that what Texas is trying to do is, again, violate the Voting Rights Act. We didn't. We held public hearings, legislative hearings. People attended them. They spoke out. There was a map that was put out. There were actually changes made to the map. And a map was passed. And it was done at the end of the census, the decennial census. So that's how it's done in this country.
So here, let me translate that for you. When Republicans redistrict, it's because they're mean. They want to disenfranchise voters and steal their seats. But when we Democrats redistrict, it's because we're good. It's because we want to make the world a better place. Do you see how it works? When Republicans perspire, they sweat. When Democrats like Pritzker, who perspires quite a bit, they glisten. Who knows what that's called? Put that down in the chat. Who knows the logical fallacy that Pritzker is actually committing there? It's called the fallacy of a phantom distinction. It's a distinction without a difference. Pritzker just committed a logical fallacy on live TV. He insisted that there is a fundamental difference between Republican redistricting and Democrat redistricting, when in point of fact, there is no substantial empirical difference whatsoever. Actually, I take that back. There is. As Pritzker admits, the Democrats redistrict by weaponizing the VRA, the Voting Rights Act, so as to deliberately exclude whites from their majority-minority districts so as to guarantee the election outcome in their favor. The Democrats use race explicitly as a weapon when they redistrict, whereas Republicans simply want to end that. They actually want to include others in their redistricting. They want to allow for precise representation of the population as a whole.
Sticking on your state's map, every major group that grades the fairness of congressional maps gives your state an F. Common Cause, a nonpartisan government watchdog, even says your map, and I'm going to quote, represents a nearly perfect model for everything that can go wrong with redistricting. And I guess the question is, you talk about preserving democracy. How do you preserve democracy if you're using the same tactics that you've criticized Texas Republicans for?
But as I say, what they're talking about is a distraction. The reality is that the violation of people's voting rights is what Texas is attempting to do. That's what's wrong with their efforts right now. And the fact that the president of the United States knows it and nevertheless is asking them to do it. That is what's wrong with what we're seeing right now. Democracy is at stake. And these Texas Democrats are standing up to what the GOP is attempting to do, which is to steal seats, because they know what they've done is wrong. They know that they've made an enormous mistake.
Now, you'll note that to her credit, what Welker did, that she didn't just call out Pritzker once. She systematically destroyed every single talking point he tried to make. When he claimed Texas redistricting was illegal, she immediately fact-checked him with Supreme Court precedent. When he tried to take the moral high ground, the virtue signaling high ground on gerrymandering, she pulled out a map of Illinois, showing it as some of the most unfairly drawn districts in the entire country. In fact, I would argue that the most devastating moment there came when she showed him that every major organization that grades electoral fairness gives Illinois an F. And I'm talking about a quote here. Illinois represents a nearly perfect model for everything that can go wrong with redistricting, which is blatantly true. In Illinois, 44% of the population voted for Trump. Okay, 44%, 54% Kamala, 44% Trump.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But Democrats somehow hold 82% of U.S. House seats. You want to walk me through that one? Republicans have just 18% U.S. House seats in Illinois, despite nearly 44% of the vote. So these districts that you saw on that map, these crazy, kooky, string bean Democrat districts, they were created deliberately for one person, one purpose, and one purpose only: to guarantee election outcomes in favor of the Democrats. Plain and so, this to me is what makes guys like Pritzker so freaking pernicious. Just like with USAID, right? They hide behind compassion. They hide behind their Voting Rights Act virtue signaling to cloak the blatantly nefarious attempts at election rigging. And again, to her credit and to my shock, Kristen Welker didn't let him get away with it. And you'll notice he had absolutely no answer. He looked like Mike Bloomberg when he was getting dressed down by Pocahontas, right? Elizabeth Warren during the Democrat primary debate some years ago. He literally just froze on national television, not giving a single reason for any actual distinction between redistricting in Illinois versus Texas. Just calling it, it's a distraction. This is just, it's about democracy. They're absolutely stuck in this defending democracy doom loop that nobody buys. And that just perfectly captures the modern Democrat playbook in all of this. When confronted with their own hypocrisy, they don't even try to defend their actions. They just dismiss the evidence and change the subject to Trump. But Trump, democracy. But then if you could believe it, I kid you not, things got even more uncomfortable. The subject of the New York mayoral candidate, the ultra-Marxist Mamdani, came up. And let's just say things got brutal.
Do you think that billionaires have a right to exist?
I don't think that we should have billionaires because, frankly, it is so much money in a moment of such inequality.
Governor, is that the kind of message that Democrats should be embracing?
Look, how much money you have doesn't determine what your values are. And I'm a Democrat because I believe that everyone deserves health care. I'm a Democrat because I believe we've got to fund education and have a free public education available to every kid in this country. I'm a Democrat because I believe that we've got to stand up for our democracy and against the MAGA Republicans who are literally trying to take away people's rights all across this country. So it does not matter what your income level is. What matters is what your values are, and that's what makes me a Democrat.
Again, it's a distinction without a difference. Members of his own party, Pritzker's own party, are saying that guys like Pritzker, who's a billionaire, shouldn't be allowed to exist. Pritzker's own party is saying that. And his answer is, well, but I'm a good billionaire. I'm not like those evil Republican billionaires. Democrats are by definition good. It doesn't matter if our income levels, doesn't matter if we're billionaires or not. Our value, even though they want to tax the rich, our values are good values. The Republicans are bad. So if I'm a billionaire and I'm a Democrat, I'm a good billionaire. Now, I would argue that this interview, if we're going to take stock of things, it exposes three critical things about our current political landscape that I think are very good takeaways from all this. First, even their own media allies are getting tired of the endless hypocrisy coming from Democrats. I mean, the legacy media outlets are recognizing that the more they carry water for these intellectually lazy hypocrites, the worse their ratings gets. So the legacy media is pushing back here and basically saying, guys, you got to come up with better arguments than this. Until then, we're just going to keep pushing back because we got our ratings to take care of here. Second, Democrats like Pritzker are completely unprepared when they can't hide behind softball questions and friendly moderators. When their ridiculous talking points are even remotely challenged, they demonstrably melt. When asked to give a simple justification for the hard distinction or contrast that they're drawing between the policies, their policies, and Republicans' policies when it comes to redistricting, they fall back on frankly stupid and meaningless cliches. Well, when we do it, it's good. When they do it, it's bad. And I mean, they're obviously ill-prepared for critical grilling. And then third, again, I'm just stunned at how recalcitrant Democrats are in doubling down on stupid. They're actually doubling down on saving democracy messaging that resulted in the single worst electoral defeat in modern political history. And it just tells me how smug and elitist they are. You are supposed to accept whatever they tell you. And if they tell you that democracy is on the line here and you're too stupid to recognize that, well, that's on you. Bottom line, the American people are waking up to the fact that these politicians don't actually believe in these supposed principles they preach. They want power, plain and simple, and they'll say whatever it takes to get it. But if they keep performing in such an embarrassing manner like this guy Pritzker did over the weekend, their days of power are indeed coming to a decisive and well-deserved end. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast, this is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.